So this is the second Malik Beasley game in the indictment, and this time the alleged target was under 3.5 rebounds. Prosecutors say a wager was tied to that under, so every rebound near Beasley looked like something he needed to avoid. The wildest moment came in the final 25 seconds. Cleveland was down 9 and launched one last shot, but before the ball reached the rim, Beasley had already turned and run the other way, even crashing into Max Strus. Why? Because he already had 3 rebounds, and he got there early. Just 45 seconds into the game, Cleveland missed, the ball dropped into his area, and Beasley secured number 1. Not long after, another miss came, he was in position, and rebound number 2 was his. With about 3 minutes left in the second quarter, he was already too scared to even look at the rebound, like the ball was some kind of monster, and touching it would cost him everything. From that point on, everything looked different. Cleveland pushed in transition, 4 Milwaukee defenders collapsed into the paint, and Beasley was nowhere near the play. He was not finding a shooter, protecting the rim, or helping anyone. He disappeared from the frame. After that, every miss seemed to push him farther from the basket, like touching the ball would ruin his life.